This call is being recorded by the meeting organizer. By staying on the call, you are giving your consent to being recorded.
Call. As always, we have these calls bi-monthly every second Thursday of the month at 1 o'clock to help to make sure that we get you guys information that is going on in the field in between the bi-monthly newsletters that goes out. And so today we have some very important updates for you. And these calls are recorded, so we do ask that you please mute your lines and keep any feedback to a minimum as possible so that we can have these calls posted on the website for future reference. We'll get started today with our Getting Things Done Award. Paula, sure, thanks, Anitra. Collaboration is a joint effort between two or more people, free from hidden agendas, to produce an output in response to a common goal or shared priority. Often this output is greater than what any of the individuals could have produced working or serving alone. What makes this Getting Things Done Award unique is that it also incorporates a priority for both the corporation and Volunteer Florida. That priority is disability inclusion. This award is especially fitting as it coincides with the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. What we know is that true collaboration works best when relationships are treated as genuine partnerships, and from that shared experience, all participants can be transformed and communities can better leverage their limited resources. Collaboration does not just mean working together. It means coming together and creating a new approach that encompasses the perspectives of each partner. Though the AmeriCorps Tallahassee program is only in its second year of funding, they have definitely embraced the true definition of collaboration. Examples include the Moving Out Life Fair and Touchdown to Transition events, which help prepare students with disabilities and those in foster care prepare to live independently. The program works with this group annually, and their partners continue to sing their praises of how much of an impact members have made on the families as well as the youth with disabilities. You can also find this group on any given weekend building ramps with Abilities First and participating in their annual Walk, Roll, Run-a-thon. As with any true collaborative effort, both parties will benefit from these partnerships. Because of the strength of these partnerships, AmeriCorps Tallahassee members receive the benefit of service project support and extensive trainings from their partners at no cost. Congratulations to AmeriCorps Tallahassee for being a sterling example of successful inclusion partnership.
Yay! And for those of you that may be new to our bi-monthly calls, this is Kat. I want to share with you that each bi-monthly call, we give away a Getting Things Done recognition or award. And what they are ways to recognize all of the great work you're doing in the field. Those Getting Things Done awards correlate with the five Volunteer Florida values of service, leadership, collaboration, excellence, and innovation. So congratulations to AmeriCorps Tallahassee for embodying the Volunteer Florida value of collaboration. You will be getting a little token of appreciation in the mail from us in the near future.
Woo-hoo! Is Donna on the call? Is Donna on the call? Okay. Well, it looks like Donna wasn't even here to have her praises sang, but we'll let her know that she won at some point.
Next, let's
go to our LeaderCorps highlights. I heard they've been doing some wonderful things these past couple of months. Thanks again, Anitra. Our inaugural class of LeaderCorps members have been extremely busy this summer executing impactful projects across the state. LeaderCorps members, in conjunction with their programs, executed a total of 11 projects focused in the areas of education, disaster preparedness, health, and the environment. The statistics from these projects that were planned in less than 2 months are staggering. More than 1,600 youth and families were served, 8 miles of beaches cleaned, 500 disaster buckets were distributed, 3,000 plus books were donated, one community center received a makeover, and 14,000 pounds of food were distributed. Amazingly, that's not all. An additional 218 volunteers partnered with these projects, and more than 60 private businesses and community organizations provided financial support and donations to assist with these projects. You should certainly be proud of your members for their outstanding work, and I thank each of you for your leadership and your support while they were trying to plan and execute these projects. So you all will hear from me shortly regarding the fall meeting of LeaderCorps members and also an opportunity to engage additional members from your program in a new cohort of LeaderCorps members. So this does not mean that the current LeaderCorps members go away. We're just adding to them. So, again, thank you, guys. Do we have any questions about the project?
Well, wow, LeaderCorps. For those of you that are supporting Volunteer Florida's inaugural class of LeaderCorps, thank you for the support you've offered your members. I can't believe we have accomplished all of that in 2 months. It is amazing. And I'll say on behalf of the whole Volunteer Florida team, we've attended those projects around the state, and it's been fantastic for our national service, our finance team, and our CEO. Amazing work. And just as a side note, the branding that your LeaderCorps members did associated with all their projects was excellent branding for VF and AmeriCorps. And if you haven't been to our Volunteer Florida homepage, you'll see those LeaderCorps projects scrolling through, as well as actively involved in our tweets and our blog and Facebook. So thank you. Go LeaderCorps. This is Kat, and I'm just going to keep on talking because it's time to talk about contracts. Those of you that might be interested in thinking about what's the next steps for contracts, I'll just share with you.
Hello.
Hi, is somebody else in the car?
Yeah, I'm just down. I'm in the car. This is Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. Welcome. We're updating on contracts. If you can please put your phone on mute, that would be great.
I don't know how to do that. I want a cell phone now. Let's see. I don't know how to mute the phone. What do I need to do, Kat? I don't know how to do it. I'm sorry, I'm in the car.
Star 6 from your phone.
Star 6? Okay.
Yes. I think it worked. Okay. Well, welcome, Carolyn, and welcome everyone that might have just joined. So for contracts this year, we are awaiting, Volunteer Florida is awaiting that final approval from the Corporation for National Community Service for our formula package. Most of you have August start dates, and you will receive your contract packages before your August start date, although we don't have any updated timeline to share with you today. I do hope that you will receive those as soon as we get that final notice. One thing that will be a bit different with your contracts this year is you will receive them on the MicroEdge Grants Management System, which is a new grants management system that we're so excited to launch this year. You as a program director will have your own login and portal, and that's where you will get your contract. We will prepare you for this with an upcoming webinar called Welcome to MicroEdge Grants Management. That will be coming up. But just know that your contracts will be coming out to you in the next couple weeks. After the time of orienting you to the micro-ed, we will also do a contract webinar like we typically do. That would be something to involve your finance team and your grants management team, and we will review the standard provider agreement, the updated AmeriCorps terms and conditions, and the associated attachments. And that will happen in early August. Any questions about contracts? Okay. Well, I'd like to turn it over to Audrey Kidwell. If you haven't met Audrey yet, she is our amazing Volunteer Generation Fund Program Manager and a newer member to the National Service Team. And Audrey's going to share with you a little bit about MicroEd.
Hello, everybody. So we are going to do a gift MicroEd training for you guys. July 22nd, and so I wanted to give you kind of just a little bit of a notice about what's going to be happening. On Monday, July 20th, you'll be getting an email from Anitra with steps on how to log in and create your password, and then immediately following, you'll get a system-generated email from MicroEdge, but it'll be labeled as Volunteer Florida, with a temporary password for you to go in and log in and to create your user portal for our grants management system. And so the only thing is we really want you to log in so you can kind of see what the system looks like. So when we train you on July 22nd, you'll be a little bit familiar with the system. And so we're going to go over most of the contracting period and MicroEdge on July 22nd, but again, there'll be three steps for you to fill out to submit, to view and to submit your contract. And again, we're going to go over that on the 22nd, and so I just want to let you know that you really just need to mark down on July 20th, you're going to get an email from Anitra and from MicroEdge, a generated email with a temporary password, and so we really, really want you to make sure that you've logged in and you've looked at the system before the contract, before the Welcome to MicroEdge conference call on July 22nd.
And it's really important, once you receive that email from myself, it's going to include some steps and some small screenshots to show you what you'll need to do to set that password up. When you get the system-generated email with your password, it's only available to you for 24 hours. So you really have to make sure that you take the time in the office that day on the 20th to set that password up, because after the 21st, we will have to resubmit you another temporary password from the system. It will expire after 24 hours.
Audrey and Anitra, thank you so much. We want you to know, most importantly, that your Volunteer Florida team is here to help you get online. We think you're really going to enjoy this process and this portal because it really it coordinates and streamlines much of the communication between Volunteer Florida and you as the grantee. We've used this system for our Volunteer Generation Fund grantees this past fiscal year, FY14, and have learned quite a bit about it. So we're really excited to offer that to you. And know that whatever bumps you run into, your team is here to help you get through them. We'll be sending out a calendar invite in the near future for the webinar. Yeah.
I have a technical question. This is Donna. For that webinar, do we need to have a microphone on our computer or just a speaker?
You do not need a microphone. There's a call-in number as well.
Okay, thanks.
Yep. Great question. Okay. Any other questions about MicroEd?
I have a question. Is this taking the place of e-grants? Is this supplementing e-grants? How does that work together?
That is such a great question.
Thank you.
That is a question I asked many times last year when we vetted all of the grants management systems. Volunteer Florida explored many grants management systems, interviewed them, and got a number of sales proposals to see what would work best for our needs. We're not aware of any system that interacts with the federal system of e-grants. So it will not take the replacement of e-grants. It will simply be the way that you upload documents to Volunteer Florida.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Okay. Well, I'm going to I move on, just to give you a quick heads up that we do have a healthcare webinar scheduled in 2 weeks as well. You should have gotten that calendar invite. And I'll just share some background about that. The CORE Network is the organization that you'll be hearing from. They participated in almost every other one of the regional trainings that happened across the country, but they were not able to attend the Southern Regional Training, or else you would have had the opportunity to learn more there. So they contacted Florida to offer the webinar for our program. That's a little history of the setup. But what I'm really excited about is you'll be hearing from the experts as far as some of the history of the Affordable Care Act as it relates to AmeriCorps and kind of where we're at. So that's what we're excited to bring to you. And again, the webinars are the webinar is optional, but we hope you'll join us. Feel free to invite others from your organization if you think that information will be helpful to them as well. So I'd like to turn it back over to Anitra to talk about our training.
So everyone, I want you to mark your calendars. We have set aside a date to hold our upcoming new program director orientation and joint fall program directors meeting. So please mark your calendars for the week of October 5th. We will be sending out information as the planning process goes on that will give you more information as far as the exact date, but we want you to go ahead and block that week off on your calendars to be in attendance. We are looking at hosting it here in Tallahassee, but again, the location is still yet to be determined as well as the exact date within that week, but we will get that information out to you as soon as we have narrowed down and confirmed. So for now, please just block off the week of October 5th on your calendars, and we are looking forward to meeting all of our new program directors as well as seeing all of our existing program directors that we saw back in April. The next thing that will be coming out here the end of July, early August, we'll be sending out a training needs assessment survey. For some of our existing program directors, you may remember us doing this a couple of years back where we would send out this survey to get a view from your perspective as to what you feel is needed for training that we offer you throughout the year. So please take your time to complete this survey and send it back to us. Your feedback is always valued, and we take it to really plan out those trainings that we offer to you during the fall and during the spring, as well as any conferences that we happen to hold. We like to go back and use this as a source to determine the topics that are that you're interested in and that you feel you need the most help with. So please take your time to complete the survey. It'll go out, like I said, at the end of July or early August. I'm going to turn it back over to Kat to talk about some new things and updates from CNCS.
Wonderful. Thanks, Anitra. CNCS has lots of communications with their grantees and state commissions, as you're aware. And I wanted to share with you a recent change to the enrollment and exit process for members. CNCS is eliminating paper enrollment and exit forms, for the most part, for your members. And a little background, one of the most frequent data requests that CNCS receives is about member demographic information. And because of low response rate, they've not been able to share that data. So what they're looking at is a way to streamline that so that that member demographic data can come to CNCS and CNCS can share with stakeholders who members are, what groups they represent. So that is kind of the background of the lack of reliable data about our members nationwide. And so if you are using paper forms for entering your members and exiting your members, and if that is something that you rely on heavily, please talk to your program manager. We are going to move to electronic enrollment and paper, and no more paper forms. However, we realize there may be some cases, case-to-case basis, where you may need that. For example, if you're exiting a member and you need to exit the member from the system and that member has been terminated and not responding to you, and there may be some other reasons why, but for the most part, I want to make you aware of that so that you can adjust your processes to do everything possible that your members themselves are enrolling online and exiting online. if that means you need to sit with you to help, have you help them, or if they're coming in small groups in your office to do that, please, you may need to adjust your enrollment process and time for the enrollment process due to that. We do expect there to be some case-by-case situations where you'll need to use paper enrollment forms, so just communicate with your program manager on that. And we hope that we're going to be able to really support that CNC request to get more reliable data on members. So I did want you to know that that would be a change for FY15 this year, and also open it up to see if you have any questions. Okay. You all have gotten a lot of surveys at the end of the year, but you will receive at least one less survey this year because we work to streamline those as much as possible. Thank you for all of you who have completed the AmeriCorps statewide evaluation, your participation and your three designated partner participation. Thank you for those of you that have completed that. Thank you for getting out that Members with Disabilities survey to all of your members, another contractual requirement. That should also have been completed by now. And finally, you received our end-of-the-year annual survey for AmeriCorps. That was combined with what we used to send, which was a reading report card survey. So this annual survey that you received this week, I believe, is the one where you're really sharing with us a couple pieces of additional data that allow us to capture our impact beyond performance measures. So thank you for completing those. That does just need to be completed along with your contract closeout process. So for those of you that are January starts, you do not need to complete that survey right now, but we will likely ask you to complete it closer to your contract closeout date. So that's a little bit about end-of-year reminders. You will also be receiving your contract closeout checklist from your program managers. As a reminder, it is one of the exhibits in your Volunteer Florida standard contract, so it is something that you do already have, but that does need to be completed at the close of your contract year coming up as well. Any questions about those topics? Okay, well, continuing with the world of closing out contracts, I want to invite Debbie, our wonderful financial analyst, to chat with you a little bit about finances.
Thank you, Kat, and I'm glad Kat brought up the closeout checklist because you need to remember your final reimbursement will not be released until that closeout checklist has been completed and signed off on. So don't forget that. We hate to hold up money just because of that checklist. A couple of things I wanted to talk about today, just to give you some reminders. We sent out the report for expenditures and revenues. I've gotten some responses back from a couple of people. Please take the time to look at those. We're so close to the end of the contract year that we want to make sure that you know what you still have in your budget, what you can spend. Keep in mind those reports, for the majority, were through the end of April. So you still have your May and June and July invoices to take into consideration. But please take a few minutes, look at those, let us know if you have discrepancies. For those that have submitted responses, we will be looking at those at the beginning of next week to try to resolve those discrepancies that you've noted. And then finally, I wanted to just let you know that we've been selected to participate in the IPERA audit. For those of you that are new, that is the Improper Payments Elimination and Recovery Act. It is conducted by CNCS. So where we are in the process is we have provided them the initial line item information that they've requested for the drawdown dollars that we get for our grant. The next step will be they will identify very specific line items that they're wanting documentation on. If we do not have the documentation on file here at our office, we will be contacting you to get that information. The turnaround time is very short. Usually Volunteer Florida has to respond within 3 days of receiving that request. So if you receive that information, please, please respond very quickly. Because our turnaround is, like I said, normally 3 days. At this point, we do not know which subgrantees will be asked to participate in this, but do know that it is sitting out there. We're waiting on a response from CNCS to all the information we've provided. So, any questions? You guys are awesome.
They are. They're awesome. Have amazing AmeriCorps grantees. So, Anitra, any closing thoughts?
Just a reminder of, say, when we're talking about things that are happening in the end of the year, we know that you have to get your members. Those of you that are closing out in July, members are to be exited, and you have 30 days from the last day of service to have those members exited out of the system. And please be aware, when you're doing the exit process, that you are putting in the correct information in the system as far as hours served as far as their actual exit date. So we want to make sure that we do all the information correctly the first time around so that we don't have to go through the help desk and the trust office to get things corrected, because, of course, we don't want anything to impact the members and them receiving their education award at the end of their service year. So we want to make sure that we have done everything that we could to make sure everything is correct the first time. So if you guys have questions about anything to do with their member hours, contact us, and or anything to do with their exit dates or anything to do with their exits in general, please don't hesitate to contact us. So we want to make sure that we are giving the members full access to their education award once they complete, because many of them are trying to go off to school in the fall, and we don't want anything to hold up their vouchers. Any questions from anyone in the field?
Well, AmeriCorps, we hope you have a great summer. Enjoy your summer vacations, I hope you are taking. We look forward to seeing you in October and supporting the startup of the new year for AmeriCorps. Please let us know if we can help you in any way. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Have a great
day. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye.